Roman numeral 3. It is only by God's becoming man to make man God that the body of Christ can be produced. This point is the high peak of the vision given to us by God. A. God became man to make man God that he might produce the body of Christ, the organism of the triune God, the ultimate manifestation of which is the New Jerusalem. B. The Bible shows us how man can become God to have a God-man living, and thus become an organism of God. Romans 1:3, concerning his Son, who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh. Verse 4, who was designated the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness out of the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1. This organism is God joining and mingling himself with man to make man God. 2. The issue of God becoming man and man becoming God is an organism. This organism is the body of Christ, the union and mingling of God with man. C. God sent his Son to be a man and to live a God-man life by the divine life. Such a living issues in a universal man that is exactly the same as he is, a corporate man living a God-man life by the divine life. Romans 12:4, for just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function. Verse 5, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. D. The reality of the body of Christ is the union and mingling of God with man to live out a corporate God-man.